Marco Polo's own written records from his expeditions in China in the late 1200s reveal that the royal house kept living dragons in captivity for special ceremonies, and dragons were also hunted for meat and medicine in the province of Khorasan. Polo reported seeing these menacing creatures himself. Herodotus, a Greek historian, and Josephus, a Jewish historian, both describe flying reptiles in ancient Egypt and Arabia. Many ancient legends, including European, Greek, Roman, and Egyptian mythology, describe heroes killing these creatures. Dinosaur-like creatures are featured on Babylonian landmarks, Roman mosaics, Asian pottery and royal robes, Egyptian burial shrouds and government seals, Peruvian burial stones and tapestries, Mayan sculptures, Aboriginal and Native American petroglyphs, carved rock drawings, and many other pieces of ceremonial art throughout ancient cultures. Dragons appear in literature from England, Ireland, Denmark, Norway, Scandinavia, Germany, Greece, Rome, Egypt, and Babylon, as well as in American Indian legends, including the Cree, Algonquin, Onondaga, Ojibwe, Huron, Chinook, Shoshone, and Alaskan Eskimos. Another interesting lead is that maps from as recent as the 1600s feature drawings of dragon-like monsters in unknown regions. There are a surprisingly large number of credible eyewitness sightings of what appear to be pterodactyls or pterosaurs in modern times. Traditional Native American legends of the Thunderbird bear remarkable similarity to modern pterosaur sightings as well. Forensic videographer Jonathan Whitcomb concluded that at least 1,400 Americans have seen what appear to be living pterosaurs between the early 1980s and the end of 2008. Whitcomb interviewed witnesses from 19 different states across America. The statistical average estimate of the wingspan was 8 to 10 feet, but 27% of the estimates were over 18 feet, much too large to be any form of bird in today's world. Whitcomb also conducted extensive investigations of pterosaur sightings in Papua New Guinea, where they are called ropens, and published the results on numerous websites as well as his book, Searching for Ropens. Witnesses such as David Wotzel reported seeing a ropen that had a reddish-orange glow when it first appeared, and others have confirmed sightings of such a bioluminescent glow. In 2007, Whitcomb issued a press release claiming that Paul Nation captured two pterosaurs on video in 2006 for 14 seconds. Further analysis of the videotape revealed two tiny spots that were indeed glowing and slowly flickering. Cliff Paiva, a missile defense physicist working in Southern California, could not find any common explanation for what the footage showed. This slowly moving, reddish-orange glow could be easily interpreted by ancient cultures as fire. And this may very well be the root cause of the fire-breathing dragon legends. Apparently, as these creatures first appear in our reality out of time-space, they haven't fully solidified yet, and their bodies glow because they still partially exist in a wave state. The Egyptians may have seen pterosaurs as well, and created their legends of the Bennu bird of fire, or phoenix, from these events. The wasstaff is a very popular Egyptian symbol of power and authority. Held by the gods and featured in hundreds of examples of ancient Egyptian art, the head at the top of each wasstaff is nearly identical to a pterosaur in its shape and structure, and it cannot be associated with any other known living creature due to the unique spike that projects from the back of the head. In 1993, Russian scientists found remains of dwarf mammoths that had been alive only 3,700 years ago on Wrangel Island off the coast of Siberia. That same year, British explorer Colonel John Blashford Snell photographed what appeared to be living mammoths, or stegodons, believed to be extinct, taken in an isolated valley in Nepal, as reported in the United Kingdom's Sunday Mail. Admiral William Byrd fueled the hollow earth theory when he reported seeing green pastures and mastodons as he flew over the South Pole in the 1930s. But this may have been an example of him peering through a vortex into the past, as the South Pole is one of Sanderson's 12 main vile vortices. The Ta Prohm Temple in Cambodia was finished and dedicated in 1186, and many people believe there is a perfect image of a stegosaurus carved into the exterior of the temple. This is but one of a variety of illustrations of living creatures that are framed in the same circular design, but all the other creatures are very conventional by comparison. The most comprehensive analysis of this enigmatic formation was written by a creationist, but nonetheless raises interesting points, including the fact that the original patina from 1186 can still be seen in the cracks, even though the exterior of the temple was slightly polished more recently. Last, on March 21, 1922, the Boston Transcript revealed that during a heavy snowstorm in the Alps recently, thousands of exotic insects resembling spiders, caterpillars, and huge ants fell on the slopes and quickly died. Local naturalists are unable to explain the phenomenon.